of the Taga brings us to the time of the morning we take the news. In your top stories at this hour, the public urged to avoid sharing sensitive information about ongoing cases, public comment period on changes in the history curriculum extended, and bad weather causes power failures in the Western Cape. Police are urging the public to avoid sharing sensitive information from ongoing investigations. This follows the publication of leaked affidavits by the Sunday Times, revealing details linked to drug-related cases. Police warn that distributing such material, including on social media, puts witnesses and their families at risk. Police say even speculation or naming individuals online can endanger lives and compromise investigations. The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwarube, has extended the public comment period on the draft history curriculum and assessment policy statements. The department announced earlier this month that it planned to change the history curriculum for grades 4 through 12. Several members of the public expressed concern about the planned curriculum changes. Gwarube says a public comment period will be extended by 30 days. The former police minister, Bekele, is accused of interfering in police investigations during his term in the position. The suspended police commissioner in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Daphne Manamela, made the claims during a media briefing this weekend. She claims that Gele interfered with investigations in cases that include Hilary Gordie's murder. Manamela says Gele also instructed her to arrest the former ANC treasurer of Mpumalanga, Mandla Msibi. The suspended deputy chief of the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department, Julius Makwanazi, is expected to appear in the Boksburg Magistrates Court today. Makwanazi was arrested on Saturday. He will appear with another senior municipal official who was arrested yesterday. The two face charges of fraud, corruption, and defeating the ends of justice. Makwanazi was arrested after he appeared at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. Eskom says several areas in the Western Cape are without electricity due to bad weather. Two cold front systems brought heavy rains and strong winds to the province this weekend. Areas without electricity include parts of Worcester, Khayelitsha, Yester River and Klapmuts. City of Cape Town's disaster management says localised flooding was reported in parts of the city. And looking at international news, Iran has rejected peace talks with America. The country's state news reported that peace talks were rejected hours after the President of the United States, Donald Trump, said he was sending envoys for talks in Pakistan. Trump warned that he would launch new strikes against Iran if it did not accept his terms for peace. Iran says America's demands were excessive and unrealistic. Sports news. South African Sevens rugby team clinched their first Hong Kong HSBC SVNS title. The Blitz Bucks overwhelmed Argentina 35-7 in a one-sided final, with Impi Fisser and his teammates putting in performances that really stood out, with Tristan Lade scoring in the opening minute. Meanwhile, the Springbok Women's Sevens ended their Hong Kong campaign on a disappointing note, going down 25-10 to Argentina. The defeat leaves the Springbok women to face a steep challenge in the remaining HBSC SVNS World Championships events in Spain and France. Financials: gold selling at $4,792.22 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $95.31. $1 US, R16.37, the British pound, £22.11, and the euro, R19.25. A Bitcoin is currently $74,613.07. And that's all for this bulletin. We've got the next news at 8. Moving on to the weather now, having a look to see what's happening weather-wise around the province. Information supplied by the SA Weather Service. And we start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings. We've got a yellow level 2 warning for damaging winds and waves resulting in localized difficulty navigation of small boats with a risk of vessels taking water and capsizing, and this between Plettenberg Bay and Algoa Bay. Also, a yellow level 2 warning for storm surges in places along the coast between Plettenberg Bay and Algoa Bay. No fire danger, no advisories. Western half of the Eastern Cape, fine and cool, coastal wind, fresh to strong westerly. Eastern half of the Eastern Cape, ditto. Fine and cool, coastal wind, moderate to